I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm Melissa Redpill. I'm trying to get everything ready here. I'm multitasking. I'm so glad we're here together today. We're going to talk about this birthright thing. This is a big deal that's going on, and you're going to hear things on here that you are not going to hear anywhere else. We look at how the current events are literally biblical, and it's a big part of it. Really a big part of it is this whole thing about the birthright. So we're going to be talking about that today. This is my website here, melissaredpill.com, melissaredpill.com. I have a different chair tonight, so I'll tell you about that here in just a little bit. You're like, what's different? Something's different. I have a little bit of a different chair. So, anyway, interesting. So yeah, here on my website, melissaredpill.com, you will find all the links to our True Melly social media, because we are not just listeners, we are fighters, right? And so I know you guys go to my social media and you share this information. We're on Truth Social, we're on Telegram, we're on X at Melissa Redpill, and we're also on Getter. So thank you, Team Melly, for helping to make sure that happens. Thank you to our wonderful moderators. I'm glad to see you guys. Give me a thumbs up if everything is A-okay, and we are going to get started. Buckle up, and here we go. Plus, you'll also, on the website, you'll see tons of great information, I think, that you'll really like on how we are, how this is biblical, how this is the end times for them, how this is if I can talk in this chair, it's a different chair, how we biblical astronomy, just the tribes of Israel. Just tons of information that helps to piece this together, because, like I said, this is literally biblical. It's not just monumental. It's really biblical. So here is what's going on. And I'm going to do this real super quick. Here is, hey, Minnie Lou, this is the link to the YouTube. So if you guys can do that. And also, if you don't mind, moderators, can you please go and share the Rumble link over on YouTube land? YouTube, right there. Okay, so what I'd love for you guys to do is moderate, go over and chat in both places, so that we all get to know each other and work together and fight together. So that's what's so great. Okay, so let's jump in here. What is it going on? First, I'm going to catch you up in case you don't know all the hubbub that's going on online today about this birthright citizenship. The Supreme Court upheld birthright citizenship. Not good. Not good. Are they sabotaging the plan? I'll tell you right now, there's nothing that can stop what is coming. There's no way they can sabotage the plan. But President Trump knew this. And I really do think that likely is what it means when it says, you know, expect fireworks. This is a big deal. This is a big problem that they would do that. And you're going to love the connection I made. I'll get to that in just a second. But the Supreme Court rejected 6-3 President Trump's executive order declaring that children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Just someone coming over here and, you know, coming across the border, having a baby, should not make them an American citizen. And that is not what the 14th Amendment was about. Stephen Miller said it so succinctly, as he always does. He said birthright citizenship means the children of illegal aliens can vote to tax your children and seize your inheritance. What is our inheritance? That we are Americans, that we have our own country. And basically, within just a few short years, at the rate it's going, we will lose our country. It's as simple as that. And it begs the question, the Supreme Court, they're not stupid people. So what's going on? You know, are they controlled by the cabal? And again, will they be able to stop what is coming? And the answer on that is no. So the question is, will this force a constitutional crisis? I believe it is. I believe it is a constitutional crisis. And I'm going to show you where I believe Clarence Thomas and Gorsuch and Alito would agree. This is a big problem. And then would it also rise to the level of having President Trump enact emergency powers? And I really do think that is very likely what could happen. We will see. Of course, we've been waiting for this all this time where, you know, something big will happen. We already know. And I don't want anyone to be despondent. I don't want anyone to be upset and crying in their hands like, oh, no, it's the end of the world. No, President Trump knew all this. He knew what they were going to do. Get us to a precipice to wake up the American people that you're going to lose your country. I do believe this is a precipice moment. Some people are asleep. They don't maybe realize what's going on, but this is a big problem for us to not have ability to control our elections. And the whole thing is a precipice. So I believe it rises to that level of emergency powers. Uh-oh, don't tell me what's going on. What's going on? I see somebody's going, has a problem. What's going on, grandma of two kids? Okay, I see you've got what's going on? I see that you are having an emergency over here. We got an emergency here too. I'm going in and out. Okay, I don't think it's, no one else is saying that. Is anybody else having that trouble? I think it might just be you, grandma of two kids, because I think everything else is okay. I don't know. We'll see. We did just have a storm here. The storm was upon us. But I don't see anyone else saying that they're doing that. So anybody else having that? Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. So this is what Stephen Miller said today, that birthright citizenship means the children of illegal aliens can vote to tax your children and seize your inheritance, to seize our country and to take over our elections, which we already know that they are doing that. I want to talk about two of the main things that the Supreme Court ruled on today that I'm going to really kind of focus on today. So yeah, this is post 326, expect fireworks. We just talked about this the other day. You know, here, 4th of July is coming up this Saturday. Are we going to see fireworks? Are we going to see, you know, I wanted to post a picture of President Trump, you know, standing there looking at the fireworks, and it looks like the whole place is, you know, being bombed. I'm not saying that that's going to happen in Washington, D.C. The fireworks are the arrests. That's really the fireworks. Yes, we'll have fireworks in Washington, D.C., and you can watch them there or you can watch them on your TV. But the point is, the fireworks that you and I want are the fireworks of these people being removed from power. And he did get the power to remove these people. So we're going to get to that in just a second. That's huge to get to remove these people from these positions of power. Got to have that. You've got to have that because the criminals have taken over. All right. So Justice Roberts is either controlled by the cabal or he's extremely stupid. And I don't think he's extremely stupid. I don't think he's stupid at all. He delivered a terrifying opinion upholding birthright citizenship for illegal aliens and Chinese billionaires' birth industry. He knows that they're coming in here into our country and just, you know, walking across the border, having these children here and basically buying our country. That's what they can do. And Roberts knows this, but he said this. He said, quote, citizenship then and now was the right to have rights. What? to freely participate in our political community. The framers of the 14th Amendment extended that promise to every freeborn person in this land. We keep that promise today. Okay, there you go. Yeah, Justice Roberts is unfortunately controlled. And so now it's become excruciatingly obvious. And we all realize what's going on when these people are either blackmailed, controlled, put in fear that they will do whatever they're told. And so they have something on, it appears, allegedly, they have something on him so that he would vote in such a way and really come up with this asinine statement. We have the right to have rights. Just because you come across the border and you drop a baby in the... No, that's not what the 14th Amendment was about, as President Trump has said. It was about the children of slaves would have their citizenship. That's what it was intended for from the very beginning. And Justice Roberts knows that, and so do the other six, the other five besides Roberts, that voted to continue birthright citizenship. All right, so here's what Clarence Thomas, Justice Thomas, said about it today. The court does so again by recognizing a constitutional right to citizenship for the children of all foreign birth tourists and illegal aliens. He made it clear these people have come across the border illegally, and you get a prize for coming in across the border illegally. Your child gets citizenship forever and with all that comes along with it, and you get the right to take over our country, to be able to vote in our elections so that you can be, you know, have that amazing right. And Justice Thomas did not sugarcoat it. He said these are foreign birth tourists coming across the border just to get that right as a U.S. citizen and illegal aliens. I'm not sure that today's opinion will stand the test of time. That's his way of saying it will not stand the test of time. The citizenship clause added greatly to the dignity and glory of American citizenship. Today's opinion devalues that citizenship. It makes it where it's just of little or no value. And that's a clue on what I'm going to point out today. Does anybody have any idea how the connection I'm going to make today about this birthright? Okay, we'll get to it. I respectfully dissent. Thank you so much for Justice Clarence Thomas and how he always stands and speaks the truth no matter what. Really, you know, amazing. It's amazing he's alive, right? All right. So what was the name of the one who was mysteriously died? I can't remember his name even now, but yeah, it's a scary thing to stand up against the cabal. And a lot of people don't have the courage to do so, clearly. Thomas accuses the majority of misinterpreting the 14th Amendment to protect its own set of preferred rights that the Reconstruction Congress never contemplated and that cannot find support in its text. Okay, so what is this Reconstruction Congress? This is after the Civil War, and this was what he's calling a Reconstruction Congress. And I think what he's pointing to is this, that they made the language where it could be interpreted wrongly. The people of the day knew what, of course, this was talking about the children of slaves. But the Reconstruction Congress, as we know, changed our Constitution to turn it into a corporation, the capital letters United States of America, that corporation, and they turned us into chattel that they owned, and we have to now pay income tax on our labor, which we never did before. And so this was all done by the Reconstruction Congress, the ones who were doing the reconstruction of our country. They were, you know, our country was established by our founding fathers with these rights instituted in the Bill of Rights. And now they took this and they turned it on its head, and they made, for example, this 14th Amendment where we would basically lose our birthright. All right, so that's, yeah, I really appreciate him using that very good, important, strong language that this was the he knows about the Act of 1871. The Act of 1871 is where the after the Civil War, they took our Constitution and they reconstructed it. And so that's what he's really pointing to for all of us who know. And that's where it's really important for you to go and share those types of videos. If you go on my melissaredpill.com and look for Act of 1871, you will see that on my site in various videos. I've probably done 10 of them over the years. All right. So then Alito, Justice Alito, is also very unhappy. He's fuming over SCOTUS giving the green light to birthright citizenship. Thanks, Nick Sorter, for writing this. In my judgment, this was the quote from Alito, Justice Alito. In my judgment, the court has made a mistake that will seriously affect the country's future, end quote. Quote, suppose that a person's only connection to this country is that he was born here or is to a mother who was present just long enough to give birth and then quickly return to her native country. Suppose that country is a strategic adversary or enemy of the United States. Suppose the child never visited the United States while growing and was inculcated with hatred of this country. Think CCP. Okay. Think IRGC. I won't even tell you what else to think. Anyway, suppose the child never visited the United States while growing up and was inculcated with hatred of this country, according to this court, now that that person
yet
is
again,
a...
Shannon.
All right, comes from Justice...
Okay, that's the one. according to this court, now that person is a citizen of the United States. He can enter and leave this country as he pleases. He can travel the world on a U.S. passport just because his mother had... given birth to him in the United States. This is outrageous, and Alito is making it very, very clear. It's just, anyway, this is a precipice. This is a precipice. It really won't take long to have your country stolen from you. You can't even imagine this happening. Really, it's not happening anywhere else. It's just happening here in America. Nobody else wants to go and get a citizenship really in any other country, really. Even if he plots to harm this country, he cannot be deprived of his status as a citizen, at least under current precedent. Justice Samuel Alito in his dissent. So thank you, Justice Alito. He has shown himself to be such a great spokesperson and a voice in the Supreme Court. Thank God for him. It's a difficult thing when you stand, you know, in the minority in a position like this. It's so frustrating, and I know Clarence Thomas must be just so frustrated because it's been so, so long. But I just have a feeling that he knows that President Trump has the Trump card, that he holds the Trump card. All right, so that was those two, and then here is the vote. It was 6-3. To uphold this birthright citizenship or tourism citizenship, striking down this executive order by President Trump that sought to limit this practice. Justice Roberts authored the majority opinion, some of which I just read, affirming that the 14th Amendment guarantees automatic citizenship to nearly all children born on the U.S. soil. The majority coalition has Roberts and Sotomayor, Kagan, Jackson, Amy Coney Barrett. What does that tell you? You know, the President Trump knew this when he nominated her. He knew where she was really coming from because she's really fallen off many times. I know that he knows these people, and he allowed her to be on there. And also Brett Kavanaugh, he also joined to block this executive order. Arguing that while current federal statutes protect birthright citizenship, the Constitution itself might allow Congress to legislate exceptions. Does anybody here think, yes, he has a plan, Yoholo. Does anybody here think that the Congress is going to legislate exceptions? I don't think so. I do not think so. You know, we can't count on Congress even to pass the Save America Act. Here we are in a situation where we've got, you know, it's clear we need to protect our elections. There's been election fraud. There's clear, convincing evidence there's election fraud. And you can't even get them to agree that the person has to show an ID and prove their citizenship. You can't even get them to agree to that. So does anybody think that they're going to take away someone's ability to come across the border and have a baby and say, get this birthright citizenship? I'll show you what President Trump had to say about that today. Anyway, but the dissent was obviously Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, and Samuel Alito. Yeah. And Thomas arguing a 91-page opinion that the 14th Amendment was originally intended only for former slaves and their descendants. That's who it was for. 91-page dissent. Yeah. All right. So I haven't had a chance to read that, but I'm going to have to read that whole thing. That's really, really great. All right. So I want you to see that, and then we'll get to what President, let me see if I can do. Yeah, what President Trump said. Oh, do I have that? Okay, I'm going to grab that. But first, I'm going to have you listen to what Harry Reid said, I don't know, 20 years ago, 1993, 30 years ago almost, that he said it would be insane for someone to say that someone could walk across the border and have a baby and that child is a citizen. Okay, so I want you to hear what he had to say. This is really, and this man was not, you know, he was a left-leaning Democrat with no, you know, President Trump has no love lost for Harry Reid, but even he recognized this was insane. I think that's the word he uses. Check this out.
An illegal alien isn't enough. How about offering a reward for being an illegal immigrant? No sane country would do that, right? Guess again. If you break our laws by entering this country without permission and give birth to a child, we reward that child with U.S. citizenship and guarantee of full access to all public and social services this society provides. And that's a lot of services. Is it any wonder that two-thirds of the babies born at taxpayer expense at country, county-run hospitals in Los Angeles are born to illegal alien mothers? If making it easy,
okay.
easy to be...
Yeah, so I really appreciate, you know, this being brought out. Who brought this out? Eric Daugherty. So it just, you know, clearly you get a gift. The way it's going now, you get a gift for breaking the law, which is outrageous. Okay, I want you to see what President Trump had to say. A couple of posts that he had. I should have pulled this up earlier. There's the Truth Social that he put out. He said, the Supreme Court upheld birthright citizenship, which is too bad for our country, but we can easily make it up in Congress through legislation. We could if Congress was not controlled by the cabal, right? With the support of the president, this has now been determined during this process. No long and unwieldy constitutional amendment is necessary. Truly, it's not. If you had a Congress that was doing its job, and we're really at a precipice when the Congress won't do its job. They won't do the Save America Act. They won't secure elections. They won't secure the citizenship. And we're having the same problem with the Supreme Court. Tell me if this is in a precipice, what is it? Congress should start today to work on ending expensive and unfair to our country birthright citizenship. This they will have my complete and total support. And I said, I'll be shocked if Congress ended birthright citizenship. I mean, I'd fall out of this chair. They won't even vote for the Save America Act. So I want you to see that. And then the other thing I want you to see is this one right here where President Trump would think was congratulating Xi. I should have pulled this one up too. Here's where he said, congratulations to Xi Jinping for this great present that the Supreme Court gave them on birthright citizenship. Of course, I know he's saying this to Xi, but he, you know, I feel very sure that he's working along with Xi, and Xi is not going to be upset about him calling him out.
And I'm going.
You're going to go to the Supreme Court?
I think
tomorrow.
So. I do believe.
And just sit there and listen.
Because I have listened to this argument for so long, and this is not about Chinese billionaires or billionaires from other countries who all of a sudden have 75 children or 59 children in one case or 10 children becoming American citizens. This was about slaves. And if you take a look, slaves... We're talking about slaves from the Civil War. And if you take a look at when it was filed, all of this legislation, all of this, everything having to do with birthright citizenship, it was at the end of the Civil War. The reason was it had to do with the babies of slaves and the protection of the babies of slaves. It didn't have to do with the protection of multimillionaires and billionaires wanting to have their children get an American citizenship. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen. It's been so badly handled by legal people over the years.
All right. So you might think, oh, well, maybe they didn't think about that back in the day, back in the time of the Reconstruction after the Civil War. Well, I would beg to differ. I would say that they knew exactly what they were doing. They were doing a reconstruction of our country to be able to tear it down. They know our destiny. You see behind me this beautiful bundle of Omer. This is the Omer grain. That's where we got our name. We are Americans. This is the promise in God's word that we are this. We have the destiny to rescue the world, and nothing can stop us from fulfilling this destiny. Nothing can stop it. And if you doubt that, just look at what's happened here back in, when President Trump was elected, and they have been panicking ever since because they realize that this has set things in motion and we won't stop until we defeat them, and we're going to do that. So yeah, I just want y'all to just continue to trust the plan, trust the Lord and His plan. All right, so this is where he's talking about the birthright citizenship. In 2019, a Chinese national pleaded guilty to operating a birth tourism scheme that helped foreign nationals travel to the U.S. to give birth and secure American citizenship for their children. Here's one also. It says 320,000 babies were born in the U.S. in 2023, and that's almost 10% of the U.S. births. Almost 10% were born to illegals or those here on temporary visas. 10%. That means in 10 years, your whole country is taken over. You've completely have a whole new swath of people in the country who are not voting based upon being a true American. They've been posting this all day long, you know, this song about I'm a true American. And that's really goes to our birthright. We're going to get to that. This is the true birthright. Okay, there was that one. I did have that one. Okay, so I'm going to, did y'all guess what it was I was going to talk about today? Is that, okay, Jacob had a brother named Esau. Esau was the firstborn. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Okay, many of you already know this, but for those of you who don't. And so he was the grandson of Abraham. And Abraham had been given this promise that he would, basically, his descendants would rule the world, and that there would have as many children as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. And it's about physical progeny, but it's more about those who would join with them to rule the world in righteousness. There would be righteous people instead of those who worshiped idols, like the ones who during the Noah's day who were had to be washed away in a flood. This was going to be God's people who would, you know, love the Lord all over the world, whether you live in Korea or Venezuela or wherever. I was just talking to a lady from Venezuela today, and she was talking about prayer and about loving the Lord. And I mean, you've got God's people all over the world now. It's amazing, amazing. The shift that has changed. And so, you know, God's people are everywhere wanting things to be run properly. Are there still a lot of bad people? Yes. Okay. I understand that. But the point is, this was the promise, and Jacob wanted to have that blessing flow through him. But Esau was the firstborn. He had the blessing of the birthright. He had the birthright. You and I, and I'm talking to the Americans here because I know I've got people who are listening from other countries. You have, wherever you're from, you have the birthright for that country where you live. Now, I would be sad if I was born in Somalia. I'd be like, okay, what a terrible birthright this is, because I'm living in a place where it's just pure evil. But I'm not going to go into that. Anyway, but the point is, you have the blessing of having the birthright wherever you were born. And in America, we have this amazing, amazing blessing that we have this birthright. What happened with Esau? He neglected, the Bible word is he despised his birthright. It doesn't mean he hated his birthright. It means that he thought little of it. He didn't think it was that important. And this is what I'm trying to connect here today, is that we can't despise our birthright. The Supreme Court today despised our birthright. As Clarence Thomas was saying, they're making, what was the word he used? Hang on, let me go back to it. He said that going to every page except for that one. Okay. It says that they devalued our citizenship instead of adding to the dignity and glory. When it's something special and prized, it adds to the dignity and glory that we have this birthright of, as being American citizens. And we value that. We don't just hand it out willy-nilly. And they've devalued that citizenship. So I'll read to you what happened. You guys know the story where Esau sells his birthright. As the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter. He was an outdoorsman, but Jacob had a quiet temperament. He preferred to stay at home. Isaac loved Esau because he enjoyed eating the wild game Esau brought home, but Rebekah loved Jacob. One day, when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau arrived home from the wilderness exhausted and hungry. Esau said to Jacob, "I'm starved. Give me some of that red stew." This is how Esau got his name, Edom, which means red. You know, if you're familiar with the whole thing about Edom and the Edomites and all that, definitely get into you. I want you to read my book, End Times Major Clues for Minor Prophets, because his family is identified as this group that hates God. Okay. He was not a nice person. And so in so many churches, they act like that Jacob was the bad guy and that Esau was the good guy and he was mistreated by Jacob. That is not the truth. That is not biblical at all. This is the problem with Esau, is that he despised his birthright. And it says this in the book of Hebrews. I'm going to read it to you. It says, "All right," Jacob replied, "but trade me first your rights as the firstborn son." And so it there wasn't really that big of a conversation about it. What didn't like they went haggling back and forth. In the next verse, it says, "Look, I'm dying of starvation. What good is a birthright to me? I'm going to starve." You're not starving, Esau. You're hungry, but you're not starving. The point is, you're willing to throw away your most prized possession for a bowl of soup. This is what we cannot do as Americans. I'm just talking really like to the Americans, but whatever country you're from, you cannot throw away your citizenship and let people come in who will destroy your country. This is what's happening all throughout Europe. The same thing when in our country. We have to prize and value and treasure our citizenship. Amen? Is this making sense, you guys? And so he said, Jacob said, "First, you must swear that your birthright is mine." So Esau swore an oath, thereby selling all his rights as the firstborn to his brother. Now he tried to get him back, trick, and he thought, "Oh, we were just kidding." No, you did not value them. You do not deserve to have them because you did not treat them with care. If you're willing to give them away for a bowl of soup, you certainly won't do like what Jacob did, which was die for them. This is what our founding fathers were willing to put their name on the dotted line when they signed the Declaration of Independence. They said, "We will die for this birthright to have our own country of freedom." And the same thing with people who've gone to war. They have signed on the dotted line. They'll be willing to give away their lives. You and I have put ourselves at grave risk and suffered a lot. Not like the veterans have, but a good amount. I know I've been poisoned. You know, so this is where we sign and say the citizenship in this country, to have a land of the free and the home of the brave, is worth fighting for. It's worth dying for. It's worth putting yourself at risk and not selling it for a bowl of soup. That's the problem with Esau, is that he didn't want, like Jacob did, to rule the world in righteousness. He wanted just to have whatever he wanted and do evil and get it by hook or by crook. But Jacob wanted the world to be run in the way that, just like Abraham did. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Abraham was a righteous man, and Isaac was a righteous man. Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, was a righteous man. The whole point of being an Israelite is having the same faith as Abraham. It's not about bloodline. It's about having where you are fighting for justice and righteousness in your country or everywhere throughout the world. Okay, so yeah, I want you to see that, and that's truly America's heritage. You know, even though we have discovered that our country's rights were and our Constitution was reconstructed after the Civil War,
Either way, even though they did that, we have fulfilled our destiny in our hearts. We thought we were going throughout the world to try to fight for people's freedom. That's what we thought we were doing. All these wonderful, brave people who went around the world, maybe they were being used in a proxy war, a big risk game that was done by the New World Order cabal, but in their own hearts, they thought they were going to try to save people, to save the world. This is who the Americans are. Americans are not someone who goes and takes from others. We go over to try to save the world. Again, the New World Order used us for untold evil. That's another story. But I'm just talking about what has been in our hearts. So Jacob said, "First swear that your birthright is mine." And Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. And Esau ate, and he got up and he left, showing the contempt for his rights as the firstborn. The contempt he had. Contempt as in, again, not that he hated them, but he just thought so little of it. This is what we're at, this precipice. Do you value your country? Do you value the rights as American citizens to have a land of the free and a home of the brave? Or otherwise, it'll just be taken from you. Okay? What do y'all think? Is this making sense? All right. The thing that I want you to see also is in the book of Hebrews, it says, I think this is, bear with me, I'm going to move up and just make sure I have the right, yeah, Hebrews 12, verse 16. It says, "Make sure that no one is immoral or godless like Esau, who traded his birthright as the firstborn son for a single meal." He thought so little of it, he sold it for a bowl of soup. He didn't even get like millions of dollars. He's got a bowl of soup. You know that afterward, when he wanted his father's blessing, he was rejected. It was too late for repentance, even though he begged with bitter tears. So I want you to see that, you know, connecting these dots, we have got to maintain, we've got to fight for our heritage, for our birthright, and not hand it away to someone who is not in here to work for the good of America. And that doesn't even know what it is to be an American. Actually, the young lady I was talking to today said, she, before I walked in, she said, "I was studying about to take my test as to be an American citizen." And she says, "It's really, really hard." I'm like, well, I imagine it would be to go to any country and try to catch up, you know, instead of being raised there and learning these things as you're growing up. And I remember when I was a little girl a million years ago, you know, we would, you know, say the pledge, and we would, you know, sing, you know, the national anthem in school, and we would, you know, talk about how we how we're proud of our country, and you know, honoring our veterans and those types of things. And you know, it's become a lot of talk. And unfortunately, now we've got to get back to where our kids believe in our country. I've literally had people tell me before, "I don't want to show the American flag because I'm not proud to be American." That's what is happening with a lot of the Democrats. They've been brainwashed to think that they don't love their country, and they've basically thrown away their birthright. They've thrown away their country because they've been brainwashed into thinking that America's no good. That's what's been so great about this FIFA soccer games going on in the country, because people have come into America realizing, wow, this is the coolest place ever. We didn't realize how amazing America was. And I think a lot of the Americans who've been brainwashed are seeing America through their eyes and seeing how great America is. So this is all coming together at the very right time. I hope this helps. All right. So yeah, I want you to see that Esau later on, he wanted the birthright, but it was too late, because if you remember, Jacob went in there, he beat him to the punch, and he got the birthright. He got all the blessings, and that he would rule the world. And that's exactly where we are. Finally, we're going to have the birthright. We're truly in the hands of the righteous, you know, because it's been a very interesting time where all these years it appeared that the evildoers were being able to win and control the world. But the promises of God are irrevocable. This will happen. The righteous will rule the earth. The righteous will rule and reign with him, as it says in Revelation chapter 20. And so the other thing I want you to see is it talks about this poison, this bitter root. I mean, so he begged for it with bitter tears. It talks about let nothing happen that brings up this bitterness, this bitter tears. And whenever you see that word bitter, I want it to draw your mind back to this passage here in Deuteronomy, I want to say 29, verse 18. He says, make sure there is no man or woman, clan or tribe among you today whose heart turns away from the Lord your God to go and worship the God of those nations. Make sure there is no root among you that produces such bitter poison. And so what is this talking about? It's not about bitterness that you'd have against another person. And yeah, okay, I'm sure we can talk about that. But what it's really focusing on in this passage is the bitter poison of those who do evil. That's the bitter poison. Not that you're mad at another person. The point is this bitter poison in this root of bitterness is when someone is doing evil, working on behalf of the cabal, like what Fauci has done and Gates have done. And they took this root of bitterness where they would work for the dark side instead of for the light, okay, and for freedom. All right, I hope that all makes sense. If you like this information, definitely hit the like button. Do it right now, everybody. Hit the like button right now, and make sure that you're subscribed. Make sure your bell is rung so you know when we're putting out videos. I do a video on Tuesday at 6, Saturday at 10:30 a.m., and Sunday at 11 a.m. if you want to join in with us on our live broadcast. But sometimes I'll pop one out when you just never know when that might happen. So make sure your bell is rung, but make sure you like and always subscribe. Share. Also, if you want to see, it's a black screen. The black screen of doom. It's not coming up. All right, well, we'll do that here in a minute because it's just a black screen. All right, so the next thing that President Trump was talking about today, he said this socialism, which is really communism, it's a bigger threat to our country than World War I, World War II, and 9/11. And he said, those who are smart know this is true. I want you to hear what he had to say about this, because this is all, again, to go back to the precipice moment. They're trying to take over our country with this communism. And so he's ready for it. He just posted the other day. He says, I've been ready for this, preparing for this for years. So check this out.
Bonnie said in an interview this week that he was open to being the poster child for socialist candidates. Are you worried about more socialist candidates across the United States?
Well, I think it's a big threat to our nation, actually. Because it's not socialism, it's really communism. They use the word social democrat because it sounds so nice, but it's really communism you're talking about. I think it's the biggest threat to our nation there is, maybe since our founding. That includes World War I, World War II, September 11th. It includes the Pearl Harbor attack. I think this is the biggest threat to our nation. People will smile when I say that, but the smart people are going to say, you know, he's probably right. It's basically introducing communism into the United States of America. There's never been anything so dangerous.
No, nothing more dangerous than that. I just want to make sure that you saw that, and then maybe go over and join me over on melissaredpill.com, and you can see these posts and share them. You know, again, I really, you know, love our Telegram and our True Social and our Getter, but I really want you guys to be over, if you can, over on my Melissa Red Pill X account, because that's where we can reach a lot of people who maybe are not aware of some of these things. All right, so let's just try to push as fast as we can. All right, so then also, oh, this is really good news. This finally, the Supreme Court did do one good thing. They did a couple of the good things today. And so President Trump is doing a victory lap over SCOTUS ruling about men in women's sports. Big win, President Trump says. The United States Supreme Court just ruled against men playing in women's sports. Hello, I can't even believe we're talking about this. Whereas President Trump says, wow, that takes this ridiculous situation off the table. Thank you, Lord. That was a lot of effort to get that, you know, piece of ground back. It was ridiculous. I can't even believe, like I said, we were talking about it. But yay, that's really, really great. I like this sign. It should be at every high school sporting event. The weakest men compete with girls. The weakest minds celebrate it. Really? And so who was it saying? Oh, it was Clarence Thomas was saying that even if someone thinks that they're a girl, if they're, you know, a man, they're a biological man, and they think they're a girl, that doesn't make them a female, and that to be able to compete in these sports. So yeah, thank you, Lord. That's done. Golly, that was ridiculous. All right. So, now really big point that I wanted to make on this thing about the Federal Reserve with Cook. Everybody's talking about the birthright. Really big deal. I'm not taking anything away from that. That's why I spent the most of the time talking about that at the beginning. But I wanted you to see about this Cook thing. She is on one of the governors for the Federal Reserve. And I want to read this to you. This is a really good post. It's by U.S. Ronald Carter. Thank you, U.S. Ronald Carter. Okay, so here it says, Lisa Cook keeps her seat on the Federal Reserve Board. This was a ruling in this Cook case because President Trump said she needed to be removed. He fired her over the mortgage fraud allegations, dual primary residence claims on two loans within 2 weeks. I'm sure the woman has plenty of money, but she's getting some kind of and she's on the Federal Reserve Board. And she's getting a fakey shaky mortgage, two of them. And so one in one state, I think, either way, she can't live in two places at the same time, right? So this is on her residence claims on these two loans, saying that she was living in both of these places within 2 weeks. No, you're not living in both of these homes within 2 weeks. So she knew good and well. And so I'm sure that a lot of people do this and get away with it. And President Trump said she does not deserve to be on this board and fired her. And they took it all the way to the Supreme Court. The Federal Reserve governors protected her. And that tells you right there that this is outrageous and that they are controlled by the cabal. That, you know, the cabal is controlling these people who are on the Supreme Court. Allegedly, right? Trump fired her over this. And he says, here's the part everyone's missing. The Federal Reserve Board sets interest rates for the entire country. Our entire economy is based upon interest rates, how much people are paying interest so they can start a business, build a factory, you know, get inventory. All that is run on interest. And if the interest is outrageously expensive, then it curtails the business. Its seven governors serve 14-year terms. The president cannot fire them at will. And SCOTUS just confirmed that even proven misconduct allegations are not enough to override the statute. Let me show you a picture of who these people are. Okay, so that's the Board of Governors. We've got Kevin Warsh is now the chairman. And then you've got Philip Jefferson, Michelle Bowman, Michael Barr, Lisa Cook, the one at issue right now, and Jerome Powell, the one who was the former chairman, and also Christopher Waller. These are the ones right here. Let's see if I have a picture. Yeah, here they are. So here was the former, I don't have a current picture, but this is Cook right here. Of course, this is Jerome Powell. And so these other governors. So yeah, it only has six for some reason in that picture. But anyway, so this is who has been running the Federal Reserve for the cabal and determining the interest rates. And so these people, as in so many boards, they think that they are, we were chosen because we are so, you know, smart and blah, blah, blah. No, the reason that they were chosen was because they are able to be controlled and they'll be protected, just like what happened with Lisa Cook. They're like, we're not going to let, you know, her go down with the ship because then, you know, something can happen to us because if we've got skeletons in the closet. All right, so SCOTUS confirmed that even proven misconduct allegations are not enough to override the statute. The Federal Reserve Act gives governors a for-cause removal standard, the same protection used to block Trump. No president in 112 years has ever successfully removed a sitting Fed governor. What does that tell you? It supersedes the president of the United States. Ridiculous. Lower courts already issued injunctions in September 2025 blocking the firing. They're protecting this woman. And they're behinds too. SCOTUS's 5-4 ruling allows Cook to vote on interest rates and bank regulation while litigation continues. The merits case is still unresolved, meaning this fight is not over. It is the four-cause standard holds at the merits stage. If the four-cause standard holds at the merits stage, then the president cannot remove Federal Reserve governors for misconduct. If the president cannot remove Fed governors for misconduct, then the board is functionally insulated from all executive accountability. They can do whatever they please. No one can say boo. If the board is insulated from all executive accountability, then the institution that controls the price of every dollar in the U.S. economy answers to no elected official. If the institution that controls the price of every dollar answers to no elected official, then the constitutional question the source tweet is asking, which branch is the Fed, has no clean answer under current law. That's what nobody is saying out loud. Is this another branch of government? You've got the executive branch with President Trump. You've got the judicial with the Supreme Court, and you've got the legislative with the Congress. Who do they answer to? No one. By the way, President Trump received another ruling that, yes, he can fire these people, as I said earlier, in these executive positions in his branch. He can fire them. You're fired, of course, but not anyone on the Federal Reserve. This is yet another red flashing light. This is the problem. This is these people. This is outside. This supersedes the three branches of government. If they don't are not held to account by anyone, that tells you that they supersede all the other branches. They're a fourth branch. The 2026 fight over who controls U.S. monetary policy was just decided 5-4, while the merits case hasn't even been heard yet. Okay, so that I thought that was great. Thank you, U.S. Ronald Carter, for bringing that out, because a lot of people are talking about the birthright citizenship, and I think this is a very important piece of what the Supreme Court came down with. It was a big day with a lot of very important cases that were heard. I just feel like this is very timely, especially with potential fireworks happening this Saturday, 4th of July. All right. So I want you to see that. All right. So let me go back. Okay. Yes. Okay. Now I've got it. Here are the books that I have written on where I break down what's going on biblically. And so if you're new here and you're not familiar with that, definitely check into these books. Here is my main one, which is the decode of Revelation is End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. And so what I was talking about here before about Edom and Esau, that's in this book, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. If you have wondered what are these prophets talking about, if you've read them and you're like, I'm completely missing it, it's because they were talking to us. It's not just ancient history. They were talking to us that we would one day kick this criminal cabal out. And it's so clear. Once you have like the missing pieces of the puzzle, it all makes sense, right? You guys on the chat, I know many of you have read this book, Major Clues from Minor Prophets, and you will love it. So that the one I was talking about today with Esau, that his family name is Edom. The book of Obadiah is about the Edomites. These people are pure evil, and they'll be cast out. I'll go ahead and read you a passage here. It says here about these, basically the same criminal cabal, Satan worshipers. They are being cast out root and branch. And so anyway, I'll pop the link right in here. It's, yeah, very, very exciting where we are on the timeline of history right now. And that's what these books really help you to piece together. You can actually listen to them over on my website, melissaredpill.com, and you can listen to the audiobooks there. But did you see the pride parades that they had in San Francisco? And there you go. Chucky Schumer is going down and he's expecting everyone to be cheering for him because he supported the pride, LGBTQ plus, whatever it is. He supported them, clearly. And they were screaming epithets at him. They were not supporting him at all. So that's what you get. That's what you get when you do a deal with the devil. That's what you get. They are not happy. It's never, never, ever, ever enough. And so they were throwing him under the bus after all that he has done. Same thing with, another one of them. It's outrageous to see what they approve of. They changed the legislation to allow, you know, the sentences to be greatly reduced for people who've done untold evil to children. I'm not even going to get into it, but yeah, these people, and then they get screamed at when they're going and to be supported by the supposedly thinking they're going to be supported by the LGBTQ community, and they're not. But look at this. This is the way that the Bible talks about it in Revelation chapter 17. The scarlet beast, this is talking about this evil cabal, satanic cabal, and they will all hate the prostitute. Who are the prostitutes? This is Chucky Schumer, Fauci, Gates, you know, all of these who've done this deal with the devil, all these people who've been, these politicians who will do, I'm not going to name really anymore. I'm going to go allegedly, but these are, you know, these are people who've done deals with this criminal cabal to be in this position. Now, some of them, I will give a little bit of room. Some of them might be blackmailed or, are threatened. That's a possibility, but there are some who have done a deal and they said, we'll join in league with you so that we'll be powerful. And this is what it is to take the mark of the beast, the mark of pure evil. And so, but the cabal hates them because they are not, you know, they're not doing their job. Their job is to protect the cabal and it's not happening. And so what are they going to do? They're going to throw her under the bus, just like you saw them doing with Chucky Schumer, and just get ready because more and more are going to be thrown under the bus. They will strip, this is the way the Bible says it, they'll strip her naked, eat her flesh, and burn her remains with fire. How about that? For God has put a plan into their minds, a plan that will carry out his purposes. There you go. They will agree to give their authority to the scarlet beast. And so the words of God will be fulfilled. There you go. This woman you saw represents the great city that rules over the kings of the world. Who are the kings of the world? Like the Schumers, you know, the Gates, the Faucis, the Soroses, all these ones who are given these positions of power and authority in the medical community or in the elections or in the technology or whatever it is in the political realm, but they've been given this authority, but they will, you know, they have someone, this great city of evil, the cabal, the ones at the top echelon of the cabal that rule over them, that tell them what they're supposed to do. And if they don't do it, then they're sorry. They'll have to be sorry about it. They'll be sorry. Anyway, I just wanted you to see that. I think it's pretty exciting days to see that it's coming down around their ears. That's what happens when you do a deal with the devil, right? That's what you get. All right. So, now a couple things that in case you missed them, we did a whole video the other day about how Sally beat cancer. If you have not seen that, please go and watch that. They're really important. I've put all the links over on this page, freedomforce.live/cancer. So definitely check into that. There it is right there. I just popped it into the chat. And so really thankful for what is happening, and to see all of this, the truth coming out about this, and that this works. People are, you know, have asked me for information. Basically, I have everything right here for you. All the links are here. The protocol that Sally took is here. The links to the way to detox, for the drops, how to get some of these products are here. Anyway, it's all right here. The Tippins videos are here. Explanation about how the antibodies work, and as well as the Facebook page for Joe Tippins, as well as the P53. Hugely important to understand, and I hope you never need it, but unfortunately, so many of us do. And so it's everyone's waking up to this. Now, I will say this, that holistic doctor that Sally is going to is having her take a lot of tests. Oh, and just by the way, her name is not Sally. Just going to say that. I'm just trying to protect her. But either way. Anyway, so the point is, they are taking a lot of tests for Sally. And Sally had numbers come back really, really high on cadmium and lead, because Sally had smoked. And so she had a lot of cadmium and lead in her system. And so that is one of the reasons that her immune system was not working as well and maybe what caused the tumor to start to begin with, because it breaks down, as I was showing you on the video. I'm not going to go into it on this, but anyway, if you look at the, where's the cell? Anyway, this is not it, but there's it. It breaks down the cell wall and it causes it to be damaged, and it replicates the damaged cell. Anyway, so I just wanted to remind you guys of how important it is to detox. Let me see if I have the link to that. Yeah, so right now on this site, they I guess they knew I was doing this right now, and really how important it is to detox. So right now, if you go to Freedom Force, the good inside, there's a promo code for you can use Freedom Force 40 and get 40% off anything. If it's your first time to try something with the super green juice, which gets all these nutrients in you, or the detox, this one right here, the Pure Body Extra, so important to purge this out, because if it's in your body, if these things are in your body, then they are damaging your cells and it can cause the cancer. One of my girlfriends in the neighborhood was saying, you know, several people have gotten cancer in our neighborhood. She says, are we on a toxic dump? I said, I think it's because of the jab. And so many people who've taken the jab, that has prevented their P53 gene from fixing the damaged cells. And so they keep replicating. And when they replicate, they make a tumor. Anyway, so watch the video right here, and you can see more about that. This one right here, this one, Trump messages, let's pop it up right now. I'll pop it into the chat for you guys right here. So it's on the page, freedomforce.live/cancer. So really important to detox, to remove the cadmium. I don't know of anything else that removes the cadmium and the lead and these heavy metals from your system. And this was done on a stool test and found out that Sally had high levels of this in her body. So anyway, I'm very, very thankful to have access to, you know, this information, so I know how to help Sally get well. It's very exciting. All right, so definitely check into that. It's only this week, so don't miss it. I'll pop this one in here too. This offer for the 40% off. I'll pop that in there. All right, so if you also, the other thing, if you didn't see this, pop this in, right there. This is the video I did about the bioweapons labs and what you really must know about Fauci and about the Echo Health and Peter Daszak in Wuhan, and how they let these, you know, pathogens go willy-nilly. Oh, it was an accident, you know. And then you've got the bioweapons labs in Ukraine, and connecting with Hunter Biden, and how he was getting everyone to invest in these bioweapons labs in Ukraine, again, making a deal with the devil. And who were the two people that were pardoned? It was Hunter Biden and Fauci, right? And when do their pardons go start from 2014, when these labs were started, when the gain of function research was taken out of America, out of the oversight in America, into these other countries, into China and into Ukraine and other places. So that, I think that would be a very good one to watch also, if you're not familiar with that one. That one's the one right here. What you must know about Fauci labs, Q posts, and Federal Reserve. All right, so I'll pop that one in there too. So in case you did not get to see that one, really, you know, important, and I think timely, important information to come, that's coming up right now. All right, so here is the one right here on, I'll just say, the biolabs. Okay, all right, so that worked very well. I didn't do that right. Okay, because it's going to mess up your link. I want to make sure you have the link. Biolabs. Now that's working. All right, so that's that. I want you to see that. Let's see what else. Oh, I forgot to put this one. This one, I love this in Malachi. Just everything I read from these minor prophets, I absolutely just, it just it's hits the spot. And I just didn't get it before. I didn't understand who are these evil people it's talking about. And now we know who we're talking about. It's this cabal, this satanic criminal cabal. Listen to this from Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. The Lord of heaven's army says the day of judgment is coming, burning like a furnace. On that day, the arrogant and the wicked will be burned up like straw. They will be consumed, roots, branches, and all. But you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness, will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves led out to pasture. On that day, when I act, you will tread upon the wicked as if they were dust under your feet, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Isn't that awesome? Oh, I love me some minor prophets. This is what we're seeing. This judgment is coming. It's burning like a furnace. There's nothing that can stop what is coming. And they'll all these ones I've been talking about today, all these ones that I talk about every video, they will be destroyed. They, if they've made a deal with the devil, they will be destroyed. And the truth will set us free. And in the what does the Bible say? It's about the truth. There's a verse. Somebody can maybe quote it for me. But this, the truth is, it's coming, and then there's nothing that can stop the truth from coming out. I can't remember the verse right now. But anyway, and that we will go leaping with joy like calves led out to pasture. I'm ready. I'm telling you. You know, dealing with cancer, dealing with another friend who has mental illness, dealing with people who are not, who are brainwashed, dealing with all these issues in this world, and it's a lot. I'm ready. I'm ready to have this done and be able to go leaping with joy like calves led out to pasture. Anybody give me an amen on that? All right. So, now I want you to see this. Okay. Show is frozen. Don't tell me it's not working. Don't tell me it's not working. Don't tell me is it working? Oh, did I probably say something? Tell me if it's okay. Tell me if it's okay. All right. So I want you to see one last thing. Give me a thumbs up if it's all working. Okay. So the other thing is that, have you seen this video of Diana that I posted? I wanted to connect that with you for you on, not that. I want you to connect it on here. This is post 100. This was from November 5th of 2017. What happened to Diana? What did she find out? Why was she running? Who did she entrust to help her flee? What was the cover? Why is this relevant? Why now? All right. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I just want to, first of all, I saw it. I want to make sure that you guys saw this, because this is, you know, if you didn't follow 17, you might not have caught some of these things. But this is really encouraging because, yeah, this city of London, that basically this criminal cabal, it's coming down around their ears. And thankfully, Diana was not a part of it, and that she found out about it back in the day. And on this video, I'll pop in the link so you guys can look at this. She was trying to tell people, but we just had no idea. I mean, she woke up a lot of people, but she didn't, you know, who knew? We just couldn't even imagine the depth of evil in this, you know, with power comes corruption. It was absolutely corrupt, and she found out about it, and then they absolutely hated her because she was not joining in league with them. How dangerous. And she found out about it. She's running for her life. And so who did she entrust to help her flee? Who do you guys think? I'd say Donald J. Trump. I think with Michael Jackson too. Oh, wouldn't that be great? I will leap like a calf led out to pasture to see these people, the JFK Juniors and all these. I just want to make sure that you guys saw that. I'm going to put on here Diana. And you can grab this link before we finish tonight. It's in the chat, and I'm sure the moderators will put this over on to the other into the comments section too. But yeah, so the cover was that she was killed in this terrible accident, and the whole world cried like a baby over it. And it's relevant because there was a She went on in hiding for a period of time, and this is now she can come out of hiding. Oh, wouldn't that be some fireworks? Oh my goodness. Like, she's alive and she came out. She's coming out of hiding because the coast is clear now and these people are gone. And oh, just be still my heart. I'm telling you, I will leap like a little calf let out to pasture. Yeah, so I think she entrusted President Trump. What do you guys think? All right. I think that's everything I have to show you. I will show you the cute train. Thanks, Nick Sorter, for sharing this. Look at that cool train, this beautiful train that they have made that is that has a wrapping of the American flag colors. I just love it. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that you have planned this from many, many years ago, long before we were born, thousands of years ago, to save the world, and that one day that the righteous will rule the world. And here we are. We're living in this day. I thank you, Lord, that this is biblical, that this is not just some political movement. This is what you have planned. And I just thank you that you've helped us have eyes to see it. Thank you for President Trump. Thank you for all those on the front lines. I just thank you that the evildoers, those who've intentionally joined in league to harm humanity, will be destroyed, root, branches, and all. Thank you for your promises all throughout your word that give us so much confidence and so much hope that there's nothing that can stop what is coming. Not the Supreme Court, not anybody else. And we know that this precipice moment is really to wake up the world to say we cannot neglect or devalue your birthright. Lord, I just pray that so many people, and they're talking about the birthright, will realize how important it is that we have a country that that values its sovereignty. Lord, I thank you that we will be sovereign, every country will be sovereign, and that the evildoers will be gone, just like your word promised. I pray again for everyone on the battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen them and use them in a mighty way. Help them to know that you are right beside them and that you are guiding them every step along the way. I pray you would protect their health, Lord. I pray you protect every cell of their body, that you'll remove every pathogen, every toxin, every heavy metal, everything from their body so that their cells grow stronger and stronger and stronger, and that they live as long as a tree. I thank you, Lord, that we're going to live many, many, many healthy, beautiful, peaceful, happy years in your golden age. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. I love you guys. I'm so glad we got together. I never want to say goodbye, but I got to. It's time to go. It's time to go. I know my husband's like, what are you doing? It's time to go. I told him I'd be here until 7. So anyway, it's okay. I love you guys. I'll see you on Saturday morning, if not before. You never know. If something happens, I will definitely big that I'll come on. And I will definitely see you Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. And that is the 4th of July. All right. I love you guys. And I will talk to you later.
Rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title: King of Kings and Lord of Lords.